10. The boy, Jake, had fallen back against the seat with his hands lying limp at his sides. The peculiar dog was looking anxiously up into the kid's face, but the kid didn't see him. His eyes were closed, and Irene Tassenbaum at first thought he'd fainted.
"Son? Jake?"
"I have him,"
the boy said without opening his eyes. "Not Stephen King, I can't touch him, but the other one. I have to slow him down. How can I slow him down?" Mrs. Tassenbaum had listened to her husband enough at work, holding long, muttered dialogues with himself, to know a self-directed inquiry when she heard one. Also, she had no idea of whom the boy was speaking, only that it wasn't Stephen King, which left about 6 billion other possibilities, globally speaking. Nevertheless, she did answer because she knew what always slowed her down.
"Too bad he doesn't need to go to the bathroom," she said.
11. Strawberries aren't out in Maine, not this early in the season, but there are raspberries. Justine Anderson of Maybrook, New York, and Elvira Toothaker, her Lovell friend, are walking along the side of Route 7, which Elvira still calls the Old Freiburg Road, with their plastic buckets, harvesting from the bushes which run for at least half a mile along the old rock wall. Garrett McKean built that wall 100 years ago, and it is to Garrett's great-grandson that Roland Deschaine of Gilead is speaking at this very moment. "Ka is a wheel, do you not ken it?" The two women have enjoyed their hour's walk, not because either of them has any great love of raspberries. Justine reckons she won't even eat hers, the seeds get caught in her teeth. But because it's given them a chance to catch up on their respective families, and to laugh a little together about the years when their friendship was new and probably the most important thing in either girl's life.